Okay, recording started.
So this is episode 0 of the Gamerphiliac podcast.
Working title, but I think
we're going to go with
that.
Yeah.
Because I like it.
I'm just going to say that the Gamerphiliac, it sounds like necrophiliac.
I know.
It still sounds kind of catchy, though.
It is catchy. It's somebody who loves something, right?
Well, really, if you think about it, it's like since it's a Gamerphiliac, that means we like gamers. Which is kind of true.
Oh, they should call it Gamephiliac.
I looked that up, and I think that already exists.
Oh, that's taken over Gamerphiliac?
Yeah, the URL Gamephiliac. I think the URL Gamephiliac is taken already.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do some research later and figure
that
one out. But
I am the Gamerphiliac.
So this is just episode 0. So we're just gonna kind of play around and see how this goes and stuff. Because Andrew and I are currently both in the wonderful city of San Antonio, Texas.
In
Andrew's apartment. Yes.
I look like I'm naked right now because of the way I'm covering myself.
I don't think our audience would know that, though.
I know.
But I know it. I see it.
The thing is, I'm not naked, so that's cool.
Is it really cool?
Yeah, it's kind of comfortable. Like
it's kind of comfortable. Oh, because it's like a silk fancy pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice pillow. That's awkward.
Okay.
Andy's been working out his chest and doing some little nipple.
Yeah, I can flex my chest now.
Flex your chest, yeah. I was trying to do it. I don't even know how to tell my brain to do it. I can't do it.
When you become a man, you learn how to.
I know, yeah. There's many things.
That's all it is.
I can't drive a manual car.
I can.
I can't grill steaks.
I can.
I know. My man card here just turned in. I saw the Frog Princess, the other day. Man card.
Yeah,
but it was a good movie. I liked it.
Your girlfriend thinks I look like the prince.
I know. You kind of do. You're so attractive, Andrew. So dreamy.
And she thinks you look like D.B. Sweeney.
Yeah.
I don't really think so.
She's got a crush on D.B. Sweeney. So I'm cool with it. But so this is our first episode. So let's talk about some games.
Okay, you can start.
So, well, I'll just say what I've been playing recently. I guess that's just a topic that we could do. So I've been playing. When I flew down here, I've been playing Henry Hatsworth and the Puzzle and Adventure. And it's an interesting game. It's a DS game where on the top screen, it's a platformer. So you're jumping, dodging bullets, shooting stuff. You know, you got a little sword. And on the bottom screen is a... I have to sneeze.
Just go ahead.
Okay, it went away.
All right. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
On the bottom screen, it's a puzzle. And on the top, you know, whenever you kill enemies... the enemy moves to the puzzle at the bottom, and then you have to switch back and forth. And on the puzzle screen at the bottom, you have to destroy the enemy in puzzle mode to kill them. So it's kind of, and the puzzles are kind of like Bejeweled. So
I haven't played anything on my DS since I went to PAX. Actually, I finished up playing the Phantom Hourglass on the way back from. Well, on the way to and from PAX, but I finished it on the way back.
Is it pretty sweet? I haven't played it at all.
Yeah. So I remember when you picked me up from the airport, I was too busy playing the game, and I kind of dissed you for 5 minutes. I was like, hold on, I'm busy.
Oh, thanks. Okay, yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. But right
good
now,
to know that. Phantom Hourglass gets first dibs.
Yep. But right now I've got, Spirit Tracks on its way from Guzex. It's supposed to be in San Antonio today, but I never... Or maybe they delivered it late, and I just never noticed.
Yeah, Spirit Tracks looks like a pretty sweet game, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... the one thing that kind of concerned me was that... in the Phantom Hourglass, I didn't like that central dungeon. Did you hear about that?
No.
There was a central dungeon you had to go back to over and over again throughout the entire game.
Is it a sweet dungeon, though?
It was cool enough, but they you had to replay certain levels over and over again. Like, you'd have to... Like, the first time you go there, you beat level 1. The second time, you can start off from where you left off at level 1, but I don't remember why, but sometimes you'd have to start from the beginning, and so you'd have to do level 1 and then level 2. And then you would eventually have to do level 1 and then 2 and then 3 and then 4. So it's you have to do the same thing over and over
again.
That's
annoying as hell.
Yeah, it's I got really pissed.
I mean, that takes off, you know, half an hour or whatever, you know, just play time just to keep doing those same levels.
It doesn't take long to get through them, but still, that's time that it could be spent doing new things, and I just didn't like doing that. And they've got something kind of like that in Spirit Tracks. From what I heard, you don't have to replay the same parts over and over again. It's you, like, do a little bit of the dungeon, and then you go off on your adventure. And then you come back and do a little bit more of the dungeon, and you go off. You just keep coming back and revisiting it and doing new parts and so on.
So it looks pretty sweet, but the Zelda games, I'm a huge fan of Zelda, and I love the whole Zelda mythos and everything, but the games haven't changed that much, you know, over the years.
Yeah, well, since Ocarina came out.
Yeah, since Ocarina, just, you know, so it's like 10 years, you know, more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... I don't know. I wish they'd spice it up. I wish they'd kind of, you know, put Link into different worlds, different characters a little bit.
I'm pretty sure I read some press release where they talked about how they were going to mix things up a little bit for the next one. Like, there was something, I don't remember what it was, but I mean, I know that they're going to use Wii Motion Plus on the next one. Like, they're going to require it. But I thought I heard that they had some new things in mind that were going to shake things up a little bit and that they think fans would be excited about. Just don't remember exactly
okay.
what the press release said.
Well, Zelda just hadn't seemed like it's been very revolutionary, you know? It's always just been evolutionary. It's all about the same formula. It's a very good formula,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
I mean, when Ocarina of Time came out, that was a big change. But then they released that, then they released Majora's Mask, and then Wind Waker, and then now Twilight Princess. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, the art style of Wind Waker was different, but the style of gameplay was about
the
same.
Yeah, it's all the gameplay,
except
yeah.
you're, like, still in the ocean.
Yeah.
But that's four in a row that were about the same.
Yeah.
But I mean, but the thing is, they went from 2D to 3D. That's, of course, going to be a big jump. So, I mean, they can't really go
sure.
to 4D. We don't even know what 4D
Well, they
is.
Have 3D TVs that are coming out.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that would just be the same game, but in 3D, though.
Yeah.
You could just do
true.
That.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe the next one will be more like a future... You know, you've heard that, right? People saying that would be cool if they did, like, a futuristic Zelda. Or, like...
Be awesome. Put Zelda anywhere. Anywhere besides its current area. I don't know. I just wish they'd spice it up, you know, take a risk.
Yeah.
Do something else with them. But, starting to play next, because
you... Oh, am I starting to sniff?
No, I just got a little bit of a runny nose.
Oh.
I think you got me sick, so...
I think
so,
because I kind of get sick.
I chilled over at Andrew's house last night, and usually we
yep.
stay up until, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, just hanging out, playing games, you know, watching YouTube videos. And yesterday, I think I'm becoming an old man, because I went to sleep at, like, 1:30.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I need to go to bed. Then I looked, and it's only 2 o'clock, and I'm like, damn, I'm taking a vacation day next day, and I'm already going to bed at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, normally I stay up at 5 or 6 on a regular, like, weekend day, so I don't know what happened. Oh, no, it's I only slept for, like, 6 hours. I think it's because I was so excited that you're coming over.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been here for about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see you here again for, like, another year.
Yeah, pretty much every Christmas, yeah. But, So, what are some games? Well, now that it's Christmas time, you know, it's around that time. What are some games that you're looking forward to or that you're going to get, you think?
Probably nothing. Well, I'll probably get Wii Sports Resort just because I kind of, I don't know.
Do you have a Motion Plus yet?
No. That's kind of why I wanted that.
Yeah.
One. But, I mean, if I want a game, I go out and buy it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, that's kind of how I am, too.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, to the extent that I have enough time to play it. Or, I mean, like, I'll buy a game if I have time to play it. Like... I bought Borderlands and Left 4 Dead 2.
Both good games.
Modern
yeah.
Warfare 2. Let's see, Borderlands, Left 4 Dead, Modern Warfare, and New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of that, you know, I don't have time to play any other games. Oh, wait, no, I found Red Faction Guerrilla for $20 on clearance at Target on Red Friday.
What's
well,
Red
sorry,
Friday?
Black Friday.
Red Friday, yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, Red Tag, you know. I used to work at Target. Red.
So something that should be settled, something that we should announce is that you used to work at Target. You have fond days
yeah,
of the Target
yeah,
days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
Push carts. I enjoy pushing carts. It kept me active.
I like Target. I like shopping
yeah.
there.
It kept me active and kept me in shape.
Yeah.
And I'm really fidgety, so that kind of took the fidgeting out of me. Because I just got to move all day long.
Maybe you have OCD. Not OCD. ADD.
I don't know about ADD.
Hyperactivity disorder.
There's no way I can have ADD if I can sit down and write a giant paper on BMW like I did. Or
sure,
like
you did that for school, right?
Like
yeah.
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 Yeah. No, it's just... I'm fidgety, that's all.
You're fidgety.
So, pushing carts at Target kept me moving and kept me active.
I remember I was in school one time, and they had the linoleum floors, you know, in the classrooms.
Yeah.
And I was tapping my feet up and down really quickly, so I liked the sound of it. And it was kind of quiet in the classroom. And then
people
there was a girl in front of me who turned around. She's like, "Do you have happy feet? Stop it."
Oh, she was annoyed with you?
Yeah, super annoyed. So
was she hot?
Sorry. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh. Okay, then probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
sorry, guys.
If she's out there and she's listening...
I doubt it.
I really doubt it. But if she is,
no,
I apologize for having happy feet.
I think we're going to have to go ahead and go through the process of getting this up just to have it online.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our trial run, so we're
having
it.
So far.
Yeah, I am too.
Yep.
So, this is actually a game that I am super pumped about. Going to buy it first day. Bayonetta. Coming out. Did you play the demo?
No. Just I don't really play demos anymore because I'd rather go out. When I get online, I want to play a game. I don't want to play a demo. I want to
yeah.
get straight to my gaming.
Well, so I play the demo just to kind of give it a shot. I don't play a lot of demos, but I do enjoy playing them, you know, just to kind of get a little taste.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, do you like Devil May Cry?
You ever played it?
So Devil May Cry is like, you know, it's just hardcore action-y,
oh, yeah.
way over the top. You know, and
it's
just,
I know what it is. Yeah,
and Bayonetta is just that taken up to like another level. It is just so sweet. So, yeah.
I wonder if that was captured.
You farting?
Yeah, probably.
Something also that needs to, that we need to set the line is that you are the gassiest guy I've ever met.
Wait, okay, that happened at about 10 minutes and 10 seconds in, so when we're done recording, we gotta go back and
okay,
see
10 minutes and 10 seconds. That, yeah.
Yeah, we'll start at 10 minutes and then go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Bayonetta looks awesome. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Thank you for interrupting my story to do your little poot.
I'm gonna play Bayonetta.
It looks sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it first day.
Remember they had a little Bayonetta thing at PAX, but I don't remember much about it.
They just had a couple.
I don't remember what they had with Bayonetta there. They had some kind of presence, but that's all I remember.
Yeah, it was kind of small. But that does look sweet. I got my brother Modern Warfare 2. Hopefully he likes it.
Oh, you bought it for him for Christmas?
Yeah.
Meaning that he doesn't know he got it yet.
Yeah.
Did you get him the night vision goggles?
No. Not that rich.
Yes, you do. You work.
So we gotta cut that out. That's at 11 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And then...
So coming back. Boop. Alright. Had to cut out something because Andrew's telling secrets. But anyway,
Yeah,
so you had the night vision goggles. We were playing around with that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of... Okay, cool. So Andrew put on the night... I was sitting on his bed, and then we turned off the lights, and I could not see Andrew. It was pitch black, and Andrew could totally see me, and I was getting freaked out because I was trying to talk to you, and you weren't responding back to me. You were being, like, super, like, ghost stealthy.
I could tell you're freaking out because you're like, Andrew, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. And I could see you. It looked like you knew where I was the whole time. You kept, like, pointing in my direction.
I was just throwing out my arms and legs everywhere. I don't
know. And every now and then I'd throw a pillow off to the side, and it would distract you. And I would see you, you're like, turn around over at the source of the sound, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
And I run to the other side to go get you.
It scared me, dude. It made me really nervous.
Because you didn't know where I was.
Yeah, dude. That makes me never want to be a bad guy. In, like, Metal Gear Solid or anything. Or Splinter Cell.
Well,
because they will get owned by the stealthiness.
Yeah. We gotta do that again later tonight. Play another game of stealth hide and seek. I guess that's what it is.
Freaks me out, dude. I should get one too. Actually, those night vision goggles though work pretty sweet.
They work pretty sweet.
They work pretty sweet. I'm making up new phrases.
You sound like Cody. He says it's pretty sweet a lot. Yeah, I like that. I know. I was trying to play it online with him. I heard him say that's pretty sweet like multiple times.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's cool. It's just like he is on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, on your other podcast.
The Low Ping Podcast. Yeah.
Too bad it doesn't have quite the same. The name of it isn't quite as catchy as Gameraphiliac.
Yeah.
Ha.
So we got that domain name and stuff.
Yeah, it's my domain name. Points to my 1UP blog. I'm keeping it that way for now. Until
absolutely. You definitely should, yeah. And you're pretty internet famous on the 1UP blog.
Nah. I don't know about internet famous.
Kind of. You got some people that at least read it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted there. Okay, yawning complete. Yeah,
okay, thank
you. I posted like 2 last week. That way, I could skip and not post one this week. Because you know it's Christmas week.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
doing
yeah,
one
yeah.
This week. I've got one like more than halfway typed up that I'll finish off this weekend.
So because it's Christmas, we should tell a quick story that. So many months ago, you bought what 12 packs of like. Mountain Dew Gamer Fuel, right?
The Mountain Dew.
So both of the World of Warcraft flavors, the blue one and the red one,
yeah,
which is rebranded Gamer Fuel.
Yeah, I don't remember how many 12 packs of each flavor I got, but let's say it was 6 to 8 of the good Game Fuel, you know, the Horde flavor, the dark one. I mean the red one.
Bolt. Yeah,
I think I got like 2 of the Alliance flavor, which I didn't care for much, and then like 6 to 8 packs of Throwback. And I only drink like 3 or 4 cans of soda a week, so that means that I figured out that they would last me about 2 years.
2 years. So you bought these, and you don't let our friends have any.
No, it's mine.
It's only for you.
Yeah.
But since I was here, you allowed me to have some, and we put them in wine glasses, and we tasted them.
Yes, we did.
Delicious.
Yes, they're pretty good.
Delicious.
And, oh no, it's... Let's see, I bought... I think I got 8 cases of each. Yeah, because I told myself I would drink 1 Game Fuel a week and 1 Throwback a week. In each case is 12 cans, so 12 times 8 is 96.
Okay.
So 96 is roughly 2 years, so I try to plan it so that it will last me 2 years. But I've been drinking, like, instead of 1 of each a week, I drink, like, 3 or 4 cans of soda total a week, and every single can is either Game Fuel or Throwback.
It's a lot of soda. And something that also should be noted is that Andrew is very good at math. And can do a lot of math. Like, anytime we go to a restaurant, I'm like, Andrew, what's the tip? Boom. You bust it out.
I'm like, that's right.
We don't need iPhone apps or anything. You got it in your head, dude.
I've got my own app in my head. I installed it in my head at birth, and I just worked on it, improved it.
Yeah.
Improved the memory and upgraded the processor.
Yeah, you've upgraded the brain processor over the years?
Yeah, I had some extra.
I think mine's gotten slower, dude. I got, like, malware or something in mine, so I need to do a clean install.
Yeah, malware in the shape of a little panda. That's freaking havoc.
I don't feel as smart as I used to. I think I was smarter when I was younger. I think I've gotten dumber.
No, I think I'm...
Do you feel like you've gotten smarter?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, I guess.
Maybe it's just because I've learned more and I realize how little I know that I feel dumber.
All I know is... Okay, yawning again. Okay, I'm done yawning. I know that she'll go back someday to get a master's degree, and I probably will, but I'm like, I don't want to go back to school anymore. I'm tired of that crap. I got tired of school. I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah.
I hate homework. I hate driving to school, sitting down, waiting for class, listening to the teacher, doing homework, doing all that crap, taking notes, studying, taking the test, and be like, yay, I'm done. All right, next class. I hate that. And then I have to spend money on it. I just want to be done with it already. I'm good enough at my job. I don't need school. Well, it would help, but I don't want to go to school, but I know I should.
Yeah.
But then if I didn't have to work, I would go back to school. If I didn't have to go back to work and I had infinite money, I'd probably go back to school for either an engineering or a physics degree because I'd have the time and the money to do it.
Yeah.
It's more about time right now. When I'm not at work, I want to just sit on my couch and, like, not do anything. Or like, go on a trip, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Play games. But
education is important. Stay in school, kids.
Yeah.
Is that my phone going off?
I don't know.
Say your phone. So, Andrew and I both have iPhones, so I think we'll be talking about some iPhone apps. Why don't we talk about that right now? Like, so
that's actually mine.
I think it is yours, too.
Yep, that was mine.
So, while you're checking the text messages while we're recording, Andrew...
It's not a text message. I got a message from Guzex. A guy messaged me twice saying, you should have gotten the game now. Please leave me positive feedback. First out...
So you haven't gotten it yet.
He messaged me yesterday, and I was like, actually, I mean, I was nice in the email, but I looked at the tracking message, and I was like, well, according to the tracking thing, it hasn't arrived at my apartment yet, but hopefully it'll show up tomorrow. And then he sent me another one saying the exact same thing, and I'm like, dude, check the tracking thing. I don't have it yet. Stop sending me the same freaking message. You sent me the tracking number. You can check it yourself, you know? I mean, chill out.
Maybe he just wants to talk to you.
Ooh, I got a message on 1UP asking me for advice on something.
You're popular. You're so popular.
No, I'm not. It's just like a random message. I don't want it. This piece of crap doesn't work. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, I mean, at least it's gaming related what I'm doing.
Kind of.
Well, I got an email from GameStop. Hundreds of games, 20 to 60% off. Yay.
Oh, crap. I'm
I don't
sure.
go to GameStop. GooseX.
So explain what GooseX is for people who don't know.
It's like a video game trading thing. The way it works is it's pretty much you. Like, if you go to GameStop, what you do is, when you sell a game to GameStop, you know, they give you, like, a tiny bit of money, and then they turn around and they sell it to someone else for a lot more money. So,
yeah,
it's like, maybe, like, let's say, like, you sell a game to them that you just bought, you might get, like, $30 for it, and they'll turn around and sell it for $55 or $50 to somebody else.
Yeah.
GooseX is, in that situation, GameStop is the middleman. GooseX is also a middleman, but they give you a better deal, because what happens is...
They set the price.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you pay $1 per trade, so every time you receive a game from somebody, you pay a dollar to get that trade.
Yeah.
So you pay $1 in, like, real-life money for it, and then every time you send out a game, you have to pay for postage to send the game out, but that's it. That's the only expenditure on your behalf. And the way it really works, like, the way the trading works is... If you go to the website, you'll see the games are listed as being worth so many points. Like, for example, brand new games for the Xbox or the PlayStation are always 1,000 points. So, like, when Mass Effect 2 comes out in January, it'll be listed on GooseX, but it'll be worth 1,000 points. So that means if I were to get Mass Effect and then I put it up for trade, and then someone takes it, that person will have 1,000 points deducted from his or her account, and then I'll have 1,000 points added to mine.
And how many points do you get when you first sign up?
I'm not sure what it is anymore. I think I got like 200 points when I signed up for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. But I'm not sure what it is now, and I don't remember what it was back then. But after a while, games usually depreciate in value. I mean, sometimes they go up and down, I think.
And does Kuzex account for that, for games going up in price?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it, but I think it's a mix of, like, of economics, really, like supply and demand. Like, if there's a game that's highly sought after, but there's not a lot of supply, the price will be driven up. But if there are a whole bunch of copies available, but not many people want it, the price will be driven down.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but also, I know that they also take into account how new a game is. So it's, I think it's just a mix of how recently the game was released and supply and demand that determines the price.
So generally, I mean, it's a trading site that you can get some pretty sweet deals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just the, like, what it really boils down to is you get points for trading games, and then you turn around and use those points to receive games from other people.
Yeah.
And then the real life expenditure that you have to pay is you have to pay to ship the game out whenever you...
A couple bucks, yeah.
Whenever you ship the game out. It's usually like $2 for me when I ship one out. And whenever you receive one, you pay a dollar for it. But the thing is, the way I do it, I think the easiest way to do it is you pay $5 for 5 trade tokens, and a trade token lets you get a game. So when I say you spend a dollar on a game, what you're doing is you're using a trade token.
Yeah.
And each trade token is worth a dollar. But then I believe if you buy a whole bunch of trade tokens at once, you get a little bit of a discount. Like maybe you can get 20 trade tokens for $15 versus 5 tokens for $5.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works, but roughly it's $1 per trade. Or per token, and then 1 token per trade.
I haven't used it, but maybe I should. I used to trade on like a site called Switch House back in the day. That was many years ago. It was a trading one, and then I used to trade on Trade TZ or Trade GZ or something. That was Trade Gaming Zone.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that one's a free one. Yeah. But the thing is that you spend all this time trying to like come out with a deal that's roughly equal, and then they may or may not deny it. Well, Guzex just kind of does all that math for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Are you talking about the site that I used where I traded Mario Kart?
And they stole your game. They didn't send you your thing, right?
Wait, no. It was Mario Wii. I traded New Super Mario Brothers for the DS for Mario Kart. You know, I got Mario Kart.
Oh, you did? You got it in your game?
Someone had their game stolen.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I've had somebody not ship out my thing.
And what did you do about that?
It was worth like 10 or 15 bucks. I didn't do anything. I just left negative feedback.
And did they ever reply to that?
No, they didn't think about their account banned. Sometimes they'll open up new accounts and do like 5 trades at once. And they'll just, you know, receive these 5 games and then get off the list. And that's always a gamble, is that if you don't trade with somebody that doesn't have a lot of feedback, then you're making a risk, you know? But sometimes you can get better deals.
I don't like people, and I don't trust people.
Yeah.
People suck in general.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it sucks that, I mean, people try ripping off people like that. But...
Well, Guzex works pretty well. I haven't had a problem with them.
Maybe I should use that site.
Yeah, I mean, it saves me a lot of money. But then again, like, the past... I haven't really used it that much, and I went out and bought, like, 5 games over the past few months.
Because you just want them new, and you don't want to wait.
Yeah, normally I can wait, but those games, because they had a big online component, most of them, or, like, a big co-op component, I wanted to hurry up and get out there and start playing. Especially with Modern Warfare and Left 4 Dead, because, you know, like, right when the game comes out is when everybody is really playing it, so I wanted to get on while everybody else was playing the game.
Exactly, yeah.
And also, with Modern Warfare, it's been out long enough so that a lot of people have prestiged already. A lot of people have already done that.
It's only been out like a month.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What's crazy is I've put in, I think, 8 or 16 hours on the game. I feel like that's, like, an incredible, like, amount of time. You know, that's a ton of hours I put into the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I see people on my friends list who've got, like, 3 or 4 days logged in, and I'm like, 3 or 4 days? How did you play that much? Like, I don't even
like
have,
in a month.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even have time to do that. I wish I did, but I don't know, I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the fuck? Oh, someone better not have stolen my game. This thing says that it was delivered to my apartment. Uh-oh.
It could be at the front desk.
True.
And just going outside naked.
I'm not naked, I'm shirtless. Oh, that's great. I think someone might have stolen my game.
Hopefully not.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to find a jacket and go hunt people down?
Nah. I think later, whenever your dad picks you up, I'll just... I don't know.
I feel like a little kid, like my dad is picking me up. It's because I don't have a car while I'm here.
Yeah. Well, your car's up in Seattle when you're here in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Front door. Man, thanks a lot, UPS. That's why no one likes your service.
What game are you expecting to get?
Spirit Tracks.
Hopefully nobody took it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nobody knocked today.
No, no one did. We've been here the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they.
Maybe they're asking at the front desk.
Could be it. Well, it said UPS, not USPS. Yeah, they might have just left it at the front door. But then UPS always leaves a note on my door telling me that they left something up there.
They probably just dropped it at the front desk.
Hmm. With all those fucking kids out there running around, one of them might have stolen it. Damn kids!
That would be illegal.
Well, I know, but I'd have no way of proving it.
You're like an old man. Like, you yell at these little kids that have played outside.
Stealing the crap. I mean, I don't know what to do in that case. I mean, like, do I get mad at UPS and say, hey, I never got my stuff, you know? You guys can't just be leaving crap sitting at my door and expect me to get it. You know, like, no one locked. I mean, can I make them pay for the game for me?
I don't know. It depends on if they shipped it with insurance.
Nah, no, I don't think they did.
Or guaranteed delivery.
I'll just tell Musex about it and see if they can do anything. If they don't, then I'll
bad. I'm pretty sure the front desk has it.
Yeah. Oh, they better. I want my Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks game was actually based on a children's story.
Really?
Yeah.
The Spirit Tracks was?
Yeah, about these children chasing a train and stuff, and that's where the idea of Spirit Tracks came from.
Those kids must be. Maybe those kids chased the UPS man all the way up to my front door.
Or maybe they did, yeah.
Stealing copies of Spirit Tracks. Man, that's going to piss me off. I want my Spirit Tracks.
Yeah.
Then again, I wouldn't even play. I would just have it sitting there. And then on my next trip to Seattle, I'll probably pick it up in like 3 months. It's like, all right, I'm on the plane. Time to pick up the game.
Yeah.
I'd rather play like Modern Warfare or whatever else. Yeah, when Mass Effect 2 comes out, I'm going to get that the day it comes out for sure. I'm dying to play that.
I think I'm in the very small minority of the people that didn't really get into it.
Matt and Scott had a... Like, they both reached a point where... I think they both... One of them or both of them reached a point where they had a lot of trouble and they couldn't beat it and they just gave up. And I, like, blew right past it. So I don't know what happened with them.
Yeah, I mean, I played it probably about 10 hours and I, like, got kind of tired of it.
Hmm. Well, I enjoyed it very much.
Are you going to get Assassin's Creed 2?
Eventually. I don't have it right now because, you know, again, I don't have time to play that, like, on top of everything else. Like, I still haven't beaten Red Faction yet, which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah.
I'm playing Modern Warfare, which, I mean, it's like infinite replay value because it's got the online mode.
That's why I bought it, yeah.
Yeah. Then I still need to play Brutal Legend and, more importantly, Uncharted 2.
Brutal Legend kind of got mixed reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I like the RTS part. Yeah, I don't mind RTSs, but, like, I like action games more. Action or adventure games. Or I used to play RTSs more when I was in college and I had more time, but now that I'm not, I don't really play them that much anymore, or at all anymore.
Yeah.
So I want to play, like, a good action game.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll like it. Even Uncharted, I'm really sure I'll like.
Because you look like the main guy.
Yeah. I wonder if they can hear me now, because I'm, like, not even looking at the mic. Man, we'll test it out. Let's see, 28 minutes in. Well, right now.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes in, we'll listen for the fart, and about 27:45, we'll listen to me, like, with my head turned around, and see how I sound. But, yeah. Yeah, I dressed up as Nathan Drake for Halloween. I would say I look like him, but it worked. Huh?
You cosplayed.
I know.
Did
I cosplayed. I feel dirty.
Did everybody get the reference?
Let's see. Matt, Cheryl, and Paul got it. Other people had no idea who it was, but then when I showed them a picture of the guy, they're like, oh, wow, that's, like, spot on. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. See, if I wear that to PAX, everybody will know, just because they're all a bunch of nerds anyway.
Yeah.
But I might have to update
that. They're awesome nerds. I love PAX.
Me too. Can't wait to go again.
I belong there.
Yeah, I want to live there.
PAX?
Yeah, I just, like, wake up, it's PAX. I'd probably get sick of it after one day.
Do you sleep there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, never mind.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just talking. But I remember, by the time we got to the third day, I was still enjoying it, but it's really tiring.
It is walking around, yeah. Seeing everything, yeah.
Yeah, and part of it was because we stayed up every night at the man house. At the man casa that you...
Yeah, we did.
Like, I slept like 5 hours every night, and that really started wearing on me after a few days.
Yeah. But now I'm moving into a smaller apartment, so you're not going to have such a luxurious accommodations next time.
Are you going to do like last time where you get up at 11 and you spent like an hour and a half getting ready? And we're like, John, we want to go to PAX. Hurry up already. You remember that? We'd get really pissed and like...
Was that this past time?
Yes. We're like, dude, it's 1 o'clock. Hurry your ass up. We've been up since 10. You get up at 11 and you talk to Maggie on the phone for like an hour and a half. So yeah, and then you talk... And then you go and you spend an hour and a half getting ready. Sorry, this bit. It's like, it takes me 10 minutes to get ready. You know, I shave, I comb my hair, all right, I'm done.
All right. I promise next time you tell me a time that you want to do it, you say, we're going to leave at 10, I'll be ready at 10.
Oh, you better. And you won't have everybody... See, I don't know if that'll even work, because last time you had, like, a whole group of guys who were like, dude, hurry up. And he would still take their sweet-ass time. And this time it'll just be me and Maggie. Like, John, we want to go!
Yeah. That'd
be funny. Yeah.
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 Fex is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to anime convention in on January 1st and another one on, like, April 1st.
Are they really big conventions or just, like...
The April 1st one will be really big.
What's it called?
SakuraCon.
Oh, okay, I've heard of that one.
What? No, it's called EmeraldCon. SakuraCon. And then EmeraldCon is a comic book convention.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I've been to a sci-fi convention back when I was a junior in high school. I met Carrie Fisher. Yeah.
Carrie Fisher, the Star Wars girl?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher, Ray Park, Peter Mayhew, Rena Owen, who played I forgot her name. Like, the alien on... Oh, wow, I forgot all these names. The alien on, like, the rainy planet from episode 2. It had the really tall,
super skinny... Some random, like, Star Wars small character.
No, she had the tall, skinny... Oh, Tanhui. She played Tanhui. The alien with the tall, skinny neck and, like, the...
I have no idea who you're talking about.
She looked like the alien from First Encounters of the Third Kind. Close Encounters of the...
You're
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You just combined, like, three movies there. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Okay, I just butchered that. But yeah, I met those guys, and I met the person who played Ada Sakura, some blonde girl. So that's a Jedi, the daughter of Darth Vader, Chewbacca, and an alien.
Nice.
Some other alien, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, Darth Maul. Yeah, Ray Park is Darth
Maul.
That's
awesome.
He's pretty cool.
I want to play three-dimensional chess. Remember from Star Trek? It was like the three layers. That was
sweet.
Yeah,
I want that. I knew someone who got a 3D chess board for...
That's so nerdy and awesome.
Yeah, you know, like the Star Trek 3D chess board, you know, the three boards connected together for his birthday. And I was at the birthday party, and like minutes after that, Nathaniel Richardson broke it.
Broke this kid's brand new
3D
chess board?
Yeah. And people already didn't like him, but it just got even worse after that.
I'd be kind of pissed if somebody broke my brand new 3D chess board.
Yeah, because that ass of him broke it.
It was probably an accident, but...
And he had a habit of doing stupid stuff. Hey, Nathaniel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know if he'll ever listen to it, but if he ever does, I don't really care if he knows I hate him, so... Alright, this is a nice way for him to find out, so... You know how I feel about you, Nathaniel. I'm flicking off the mic right now.
You should be nice. Be nice to people.
He was mean to me for years, and I was always nice to him.
Yeah?
So, forget it.
You should be nice.
No. Not to him.
Be a kind soul.
Yeah. What else have you been playing?
What else have I been playing?
Yeah.
I tried to play Professor Layton, but then I forgot it. I forgot my laptop and all my games, piece of luggage when I came down here. I was like, oh, that sucks. I forgot my phone charger. I've been trying to get into a few iPhone games and playing some of those, you know, some quick pick-me-ups and stuff.
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving, the App Store had a Black Friday sale, so I picked up Monkey Island for, I think it was either $4 or $5.
The graphics look really good in that.
Yeah, so. And it's not even the updated version of the game that you can download off Xbox Live. It's just an
app store port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright. So, let's see.
So, Christmas morning, are you going to be opening up any games?
Wii Sports Resort is the only game on my list, because everything else I really want, I go out and buy.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to get, because I didn't get my parents got me my plane ticket, so I didn't ask for anything.
That's a pretty good present. They're expensive.
Shit, yeah, it cost me $600.
I'm not surprised, because it's around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Remember, for a while, I was talking about going to visit you for New Year's, remember? Because I have that day off already, and you guys have it off, but you have all the Maggie stuff going on.
We're moving and everything. And
yeah, it might be better to space it out so that I can see you. I mean, like, I'd rather see you in February than, like, next week, just because that would space it out more.
Yeah.
And I'm going to visit you in March anyway, the end of March. Yeah, so I guess...
When I see Clash of Titans, that's
right. Yeah, and How to Train Your Dragon. Well, we'll just see one of them, because I don't want to just go up there and spend the whole time sitting in the theater. Yeah, so, yeah, this podcast is being recorded from my apartment, both of us sitting on my couch, which my brother-in-law Paul's mom and dad gave to me, and I like it very much. I thank them very much because it's very comfortable.
That's good to know.
Cheryl loves this couch too. It's super comfortable. Like, everybody loves this couch. Everybody who sits on it.
It is a fantastic couch. I think Maggie and I are going to get a couch where we build it.
Oh yeah, you're telling me about that.
Yeah,
build a couch.
Yeah. And I'm going to get my first power tool. I'm going to get a power drill. That's so manly. I don't own any power tools. I don't know how to do anything.
I don't think I have any power tools either. I've just got, you know, handheld tools like screwdrivers I use.
Yeah. I want to like a drill because putting this together can be sucks. Yeah.
I've borrowed my dad's power drill before, but I've never actually owned one.
Yeah. I'm going to feel pretty manly, so I need to do that and, like, go, like, cut down a tree or something.
And then
grill a steak for dinner.
Yeah, watch it, like, fall backwards and crush something that you like.
I was thinking more like a branch, dog. Like breaking off a branch.
Like a branch you can snap off
with your fingers. That's what I was...
Yeah. Or you can modify and put it on a gun to make a chainsaw gun.
I could. I saw somebody that, like, created, like, a real one. I
think. I've seen that. But the one that I got off of Amazon... Yeah, for anybody out there, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but I think the company that makes it is called, like, Nexus or Nexu or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, on Amazon, when Gears of War 2 came out, they had a special collector's edition package. Normally, I think it was $150 for the special package that came with, or, let's see, how much was it? It's normally $140 for a package that would come with a replica Lancer. And replica Gears of War 2 Lancer and the game Gears of War 2. And it's clearly not a Gears of War 2 Lancer because it's got the short barrel that doesn't stick out that far. And that's from Gears 1. Gears 2, the barrel sticks out further, so that is not a Gears 2 Lancer. That's a Gears 1 Lancer. But anyway, it was crappy because it made no sound because they made a mistake when they engineered it so the two pieces of metal wouldn't touch each other. And you had to stick a penny in between the two pieces of metal to act as an electrical conductor to make it make the sounds. People are pissed about that, so the makers of the guns sent out a little piece of metal for free to everybody who bought it, so they could put it in between the two connectors to make it make noise. And now my gun makes a shitty like noise. And I mean,
how to take out the batteries?
So you know, let me just grab it right now. I'll play the noise right now for anybody listening to the podcast, which is like nobody. That's supposed to be the sound of a chainsaw. It's lame as hell, but whatever. But it was supposed to be $140 for that cheap pack, but I ended up getting a $20 gift card, an online gift card from makers of the gun. And then I got another $20 gift card from the makers. Wait, no, there was a $20 discount if you were to buy the game early.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So instead of paying $140, I paid $120, and then the makers of the gun gave me a $10 discount, a gift card after the fact, and then Amazon gave me a $10 discount after the fact. So I essentially got the gun and the game for $100.
What? You had to pay tax or shipping?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like I paid $60 for the game and $40 for the gun.
Pretty sweet.
But now if you go on Amazon, the gun by itself is being sold for $300.
Really?
It's not even worth $70. Or it's worth maybe $100 to a collector, but that's it. But it's going for $300, which is a bunch of crap, I think.
Yeah, but nobody will buy it for $300.
Yeah, if anybody is listening to this and I heard how crappy the sound is, it's like, if you're going to make someone spend that much money, I mean... Put lights on it and make it sound good.
Yeah.
I mean, parts of it feels really flimsy, which annoyed me. I mean, overall, it looks really good, so that's the most important thing, because it just kind of sits there, and it looks great. It's just that it's $300 for a big piece of plastic that makes crappy noises, and
it does look cool, though.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I posted a picture of me holding it, like, three times now on my blog. Two or three times. The first was just me holding it, because I felt like posting a picture of it, and the second time, I reviewed the Prestige Edition, or the goggles that came with the Prestige Edition of Modern Warfare 2, and I took a picture of me wearing that and holding the Lancer, just because.
That's sweet.
It's because it would be awesome, and I knew it, so I did.
It is awesome.
Yeah. And I just realized this mic can be adjusted. Oh, I can swivel the head. That's pretty... Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I got distracted, because I was like, hey, I didn't know I could do that. That's why it's pointing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, any other games you're going to be playing?
No. That's it.
I'm trying to think. So, I didn't ask for any games for Christmas, but I mean, there's definitely some that I'd want to play. Like, I don't have Left 4 Dead 2 yet. I haven't played it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It feels to me like a real sequel. it's got enough extra things added to it. I like the extra special infected, or the new special infected, and I like the 5 campaigns. They're pretty cool.
Is it worth $60 or $40 or?
I mean, to me, it is.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you don't have Left 4 Dead 1, then without a doubt, go buy it. And if you do have Left 4 Dead 1 and you liked it, then yeah, go buy it.
Yeah.
If you have Left 4 Dead 1 and you didn't like it, then, I mean, it's close enough to the same thing so that this one might not really change your mind. It's got the same basic play style. They've added definitely enough new things to the game to mix it up and make it feel new and fresh and fun.
So I loved it when people could play as infected. It made the game much more interesting.
Yeah.
And is that expanded on in the sequel? I haven't really...
Yeah, I haven't really messed with it.
Oh, that part?
Yeah, I've mainly only played the campaign mode.
We should do it. We should play it.
Yeah, we'll do that. So if you ever get online at the same time as me, play something other than Rock Band.
Yeah, I know. I play a lot of Rock Band.
Yeah, I bet when you move out, things will change because you won't be like playing Rock Band with your roommates anymore.
Yeah. I'll probably be playing more on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can finally beat Gears 2 co-op, which is something we started over a year ago and just kind of...
I know, I want to get the achievements for it.
Yeah, well, we've got that.
I'm over 9,000.
Really?
Yeah, I want to bust over the 10K mark. After 10K mark, I don't think I'll care, really.
I think I'm at 15,200.
That's pretty awesome. We were in a race, and you schooled me.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like last year? Probably about a year and a half ago, we were like, okay, let's have a race to see who could get more at like Christmas time or something.
Yeah.
And you rocked me.
Yeah, and I won a contest, and you had to buy me like a little $10 meal at a sandwich store. Like at Quiznos, remember?
Yeah.
Quiznos right
now. Did I own up and pay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. And then I won again, but I didn't make you pay me because I was like, yeah, this is too easy. I was like, forget it. I just quit.
I play games for like an hour, and then I quit on them. That's why I love demos, actually. There's a lot of games where I can't even beat the demo. So it's like, okay, good, that saved me $60.
Really?
Yeah, or sometimes even like the little quickie demos of games like an Xbox Live Arcade and stuff. Like the Geometry Wars demo, I can't even beat the demo.
Never bought the game because I'm afraid I'll get really addicted to it. So
Geometry Wars?
Yeah, so I'm just staying away from
it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't picked up WoW, because I want to play that so badly, but I know I'm going to be like the world's biggest WoW addict the second I touch it. Because I have an addictive personality and I get into things like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want you to become a WoW addict.
Maybe if we both become millionaires, we can get into WoW together and we'll just get fat together across the country.
I don't think my girlfriend would like that. If all I did was play WoW.
Yeah.
She'd be like, do you want to go on a date?
Yeah, I didn't say this had anything to do with your girlfriend. Anyway, we'll get fat together. We'll play this game from across the country and get fat together.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'll fly up to Seattle. We'll play together. And then we'll fly to San Antonio together. We'll play together once we go back and forth.
Oh, we'll just fly and play WoW.
And then we'll play WoW at the airports on our...
So, yesterday I was on a plane and they had Wi-Fi on the airplane, but they charged $13.
Virgin Mobile? I mean, Virgin Airlines?
No, it was American.
Oh.
Yeah, but, so I could probably play WoW while flying. Never have to stop.
13 isn't too bad if you just really want to get online, but I wouldn't do that. I'll just listen to podcasts that I've already downloaded on my
yeah.
iPhone.
13 isn't bad for, I guess, a 4-hour flight, you know, that could make the time go by a lot quicker.
Yeah. But, I mean, I already have my iPhone. Every time I've flown, I've already had my iPod or now my iPhone preloaded with a bunch of stuff to listen to and to do. And
exactly, play. Yeah.
And I'll have my DS with me with a Zelda game, which, you know.
Nice, yeah.
Occupies a lot of time.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I forgot to bring my charger, so I had to charge my DS at your house because it died in the middle of the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Henry Hansworth, now I have to be the stupid, like, buy this, you know, magazine, the little, you know, where they have all the random inventions.
Yeah. Oh, you went and bought that so you'd have that to read on the way?
No, it's free on the flight.
Oh.
You know, like, just there. Like the little catalog.
I should have just taken a nap. Whenever I run out of things to do, I'm like, I'll just sleep. And I'll wake up in a little bit.
I'm
like, all right.
It's like sleep on command, but I always, like, 12:15 a.m., right? I fall asleep. It's like, boom. Like, my brain just goes shut down.
That's good.
And it's at that specific time.
Well, I always lay down at around 12:40 on work days to take a nap. And when I lay down, like, as soon as I lay down, I can feel my body just get tired. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is nice. And I'm out within a few minutes. And then I wake up 20 minutes later on my own, and I'm like, oh, man, I overslept. Oh, no, it's only been 15 minutes. It feels like forever. And I'm good. I'm good for the day.
Just power nap.
Yeah. Your body gets used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, and you wake up to the Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah. Or sometimes Banana Phone, but I think... No, in the mornings it's Banana Phone. And at lunch it's the Ghostbusters thing.
You're like the king of ringtones.
Yeah.
Your ringtone's... What's my ringtone?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Big Butts.
Nice.
Big Butts, I kind of like. It's always been that.
Yeah, it's been that for years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, how much of an advance warning do you think your dad will give you before he gets here?
Probably 20 minutes.
Okay, so when he calls, we'll still have time to drink our game fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today today I made John a really good juicy ribeye steak and some really good HEB brand super creamy cheesy mac and cheese, and of which I still have leftovers in the fridge of both. We had some French bread, which we still have leftovers of, and we ate steak fries. I don't like how I pronounce that. We ate steak fries, and we ate all of those because I don't leave fries behind.
Delicious.
With Tabasco sauce, which you didn't put on your fries, but I did.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge fan of the hot stuff.
Oh, and then we put our game fuel in some wine glasses I got for $3 each at Walmart. And we drank our game fuel out of wine glasses just because that's kind of sophisticated.
It was fancy, yeah.
Yeah, because we had French fries and French bread. So we had to drink.
Are these French glasses?
No, I got them at Walmart. That's all I know. So
okay.
But hey, it's a French thing to do. You got wine glasses? I guess.
Remember we went to Napa Valley?
Yeah.
Red wine there.
Yeah. We drank that $450 bottle of wine. We paid $30 each for a glass of wine from a $450 bottle of wine. And it totally was not worth it.
Yeah, we had to try a $450 bottle of wine.
I mean, it was nice that we tried it, but it didn't taste good enough.
But if we were wine connoisseurs, it probably would have been awesome. But we're not. I don't know anything about wine.
I mean, I'd rather spend $30 for a bottle of game fuel than for another glass of that wine.
Would you pay $30 for, like, the last bottle of Game Fuel?
Yes.
It's just one plastic bottle.
Yeah, I would. I love Game Fuel. God, I love that stuff so much. Like, every time I drink it, I'm like, oh, this is so good. I want more, but I know I can't.
So it used to be the Halo drink, and then
now
it became the World of Warcraft drink, and now it's...
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to come back every summer. That way I can just stock up on a year's worth of Game Fuel every summer, and then when it runs out, there's another supply that comes out.
So if you find out that it's coming out next summer, are you going to stop rationing this one? Or you just be like, all right, I'll just finish up this one?
I don't know about that, because when I bought the soda, I told everybody, this is for me. If you want some Game Fuel, you can go buy some for yourself right now. But this is, I'm telling you right now, this is my Game Fuel. I'm buying it for myself. I made it very clear and like up front.
Do people get pissed off at this?
No. And actually, I bought like an extra case of Game Fuel so you and I could drink it.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, you can drink whatever.
And you bought this when? Last summer?
I bought it. Check Matt's Facebook, because we bought a whole bunch of sodas one night, and we bought the rest another night. But then one night that we bought like a total of 12 or 14, 12 packs together, we just loaded them up in the bed of my truck, and he took a picture and uploaded it to Facebook. I think it was back in July.
July?
Yeah, right around
like as soon as you saw them?
Yeah. Well, no, as soon as I saw them, I don't know why, but I was like, I'll just get four tonight. And then that night I got home, and I'm like, oh, I should have gotten more. I went back to HEB, and there was none left. And so I had to keep going to HEBs and Targets and Walmarts until finally I just asked somebody at my HEB if they had any. And he's like, yeah, we got a bunch in the back. And I'm like, damn, it was that easy. So he went to the back. He went to the back and brought, like, 14 cases out.
Did you clear the stock? I mean, did you take the...
No, they had some more left. No, we got 12 cases. I took six, Matt took six, because I already had two cases.
Can you buy them on eBay or anything?
Probably. Yeah, when I run out, I might just go do that, get like one more 12-pack off of eBay.
Yeah?
Yeah, for like a markup.
All drinks can go rare like that.
Yeah.
You know? There's like some nasty Pepsi drinks, like the Pepsi Blue.
Windex?
Windex? Oh my god, that's so gross. It tasted like Windex.
The first time I had Code Red, I didn't like it. Ever since then, I've loved Code Red. But now that I've had nothing but Game Fuel and Throwback, like, when I drink Code Red, I'm like, nah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because Game Fuel is better, and Throwback is made with cane sugar. Code Red isn't. And I'm like, I miss the nice cane sugary taste.
You can buy, I think, bottled Mountain Dew. It comes in glass bottles that has cane sugar.
I might start doing that. Because I like
that. It probably costs like $1, $1.50 a bottle.
I'll do it. I mean, I only drink a few sodas a week anyway, so it won't really cost me much.
Yeah.
I'll be no more than $3 a week for that kind of soda.
Yeah. Andrew, you're touching my thigh.
No, I'm not. Stop touching me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are 50 minutes in.
50 minutes in.
Want to cut it?
Sure, we can cut it.
All right, we're done. All right, I don't know if that was episode 0 or episode 1. Yeah, let's just call it episode 1. Why not? We'll put it up. I'll eventually put it up. Yeah.
Well, you need to cut out certain things.
This is the part where I say that you work at.
Yep.
And, you know.
Yep. Or you can just beep it.
Yeah, I'm just going to beep it.
Okay. Do you have a little beep sound effect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. I'll
find
a way to
find one.
It out.
I mean, we can find one in 5 seconds.
Yeah. I'll probably just cut it out.
Let's beep it. It's funnier.
Yeah. Okay, I'll figure out how to do that.
I'll teach you how to do it.
Someday.
Okay, so we're done.
All right, we're done. Bye, everybody. Okay, this is awkward because I just said bye and now I'm fumbling for my mouse. Okay, now I'm going to hit stop.